Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Wednesday, March the 30th. It's National Pencil Day. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl and Matt, sponsored by Kmart Stationery Department, which is still in the same place that it's ever been. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
Let me just check. Yep, still winter out there. Currently 0 degrees, feeling way colder than that. We're going to work our way up to a high of 2 today, but it's going to be snowy, rainy, freezing rain, a mess out there, so please do be careful on the walkways and roadways. And considerably warmer tomorrow, but still wet. And on National Pencil Day, we shout out to my entrepreneurial brother, who once had this brilliant idea to make pencils with erasers on both ends. He quickly abandoned the idea because, as he discovered, there was no point.
National Pencil Day honors the ready utensil that has done more than just teach millions the alphabet to draw straight lines and to create amazing art. Who would have thought that a graphite core closed inside a wooden casing could perform such numerous and extremely important tasks? You know, when you sharpen a pencil, you make a good point. But today, we're calling them pencil sharpeners, and we start calling them pencil shorteners. Left-handers are thought to be more creative, but they smudge the words when they write with a pencil. So I guess it's both a blessing and a cursive. Although I would say, overall, a pencil is not my favorite writing tool, but it's a solid number 2. Maybe why they smell so bad.
All right, 3 minutes and already with the toilet paper.
Yeah, that took a long time today. It is time for Tunes with Tameek. Tameek, what are we listening to today? Pencil Rain by They Might Be Giants?
No, I did not see that one. I actually found a blues song, which I think is very apropos for the weather today. But it's actually funny. Well, blues songs are sad and funny at the same time. If you're really into the blues, you'll notice that. And it's by a blues artist that I admittedly had never heard of before, named Bo Carter. And he was the original person that wrote this song, but it's been redone by, like, many people, including Muddy Waters, and it's called My Pencil Won't Write No More. And it's pretty funny. So it starts, now listen here, folks, there's one thing sure, my old pencil won't write no more, because the lead's all gone, or the lead's all gone. And then it says, I lay down at my bed just to write a line. I could feel my old pencil dropping forward all the time, because the lead's all gone, the lead's all gone. The pencil won't write no more. But it's like, again, with the blues, goes into telling a story about his mom. It's never just about the one thing. He just goes into so many details, and it just goes into like a full story, talking about how he can't write his woman anymore because the pencil's gone, he can't write his mother. But it's just, I love the blues for that reason. I love storytelling and music, so that's what we're going with today. And I'm all out of writing, waxing poetic about the weather. Thank goodness for Mark and tomorrow's weather. That might save me, actually. Tomorrow might save me, people. So I'm not going to... I can handle a lot of things, but this freezing rain. What's today? March 30th? Nah, I can't do it. I can't do it.
The regular rate will wash it all away tomorrow.
Listen, I don't know, man. The world is... Things are rough, but for me, I will complain about the weather. I need the sunshine. I need something to keep me up, but... that's why I said, let me do some blues today. That's how I feel, and I'm holding to it. But listen to Bo Carter, or you can listen to the Muddy Waters version as well. You know, just put you in the mood. So this is my pick for today. My pencil won't write no more. That might be some excuse, too, also, that some students might use at this time of year. They're just done. End of March, especially university. You know, you have like a month and a half to go. You're probably tired of doing the work. So, let this be your anthem.
Okay. Yeah. And we won't dig too much deeper into the metaphor because they have lots of commercials about this particular matter on TV to watch for. I haven't found the version by Bo Carter, but I see a Fruitland Jackson version, so I'll see. I'll keep searching around.
I've met Fruitland Jackson. I had him play the blues for my students at Hillside.
Wow. Look at that. Excellent. And weather-wise, you know what? April 4th, so we got five more days. April 4th, I think, was the latest bus cancellation day due to snow that we've had. So if we can make it through the next 5 days without setting a record, go.
Obviously, I got dropped off the bus cancellation list as a retiree because I was three-quarters of the way in and thought, geez, I really should have canceled this bus.
Let's slide into Ventures with Venturo. Today, sponsored by PJ's Pet Center, who wrote the book about defunct pet stores with a 2B pencil, or not 2B. What have you got for us today? That's really the question.
You know what? I was doing some show prep, and I was going through some very creative poems written about the pencil. And I thought, you know what, let me just share one of those poems with you guys this morning. This one is by Amelia Patterson, and it's called My Pencil. Waiting to be used for whatever purpose it may serve, it sits quietly as I brainstorm. A pencil never objects to me being up at 3 a.m. Your work ethic exceeds that of a human, even though you were created by one. You don't have to break down at work after a 7-hour shift, 5 days a week. Nor do you get paid vacation or even overtime. You are a workaholic's very best friend, and also mine too. My hand is a ship, and you are the captain. My Pencil, by Amelia Patterson. So, some of you guys just love to write. I know JD is always writing with his pens, is his favorite writing instrument. But you get so creative when you just sit and just start brainstorming with a pencil. There's just so much knowledge that you can just put on paper. And there's so much that you need to write down. I think one of the favorite tricks that I like to do is I sleep with my book and my pencil right beside my bed. And sometimes I wake up and you know you might have a thought and you're thinking about something before you go to sleep. And then you wake up and you suddenly have the answer and you just write it on paper. So that's just my little spiel about my pencil and my writing.
I'm just envisioning this, like, total darkness. There's Venturo trying to write. His wife's like, what the heck are you doing at 3 in the morning?
And what does Arful Snarf mean?
Well, I honestly, Venturo, that poem was very inspirational. I mean, contrast that to the convict writing about the pencil. Ode to a shim, you know.
Gosh, and that was a beautiful poem, and we were all so attentive, you know, waiting to strike the mute button at any time if it's not the radio.
I wanted to hear about Dee.
I was waiting for Paul because I felt Paul was trying to restrict. I could feel.
I had a couple of thoughts and I backed off on them. Better left to writing in my book at night.
I could literally feel the restraint coming through the face.
Turn back. It was, you know.
Oh my
God. Right, yo. Do we the book out of the gate, and I said, "Whoa, doggy, hello."
You don't have to ask, guys. When I was doing the research, I found some poems that I just started breaking down and laughing because the undertones and the connotations were just something else. So,
yeah. Do you want to give us one now?
No.
A few weeks is your last foray into fun stories.
Is there a book called Dee's Pencil?
Big Pencil.
Yeah, Big Pencil, please.
Hey, hold on. Wait for the sizzler. We got a chance to talk about it then. But it is time for the sizzler, where Vice Principal Botnick and our special guest, Matt Schulman, Quote Machine, work together to earn a gift certificate to the Zeller's Restaurant. How you doing today, Matt?
I'm sure you have that information on your screen.
Well, you look great. Today you will earn valuable Zeller's Restaurant dollars based on the accuracy and creativity of your responses and how much they delight the wise guys and girl. And remember, you can earn bonus bucks each time you get Venturo to laugh out loud. We have a $4 carryover from last week. To go. So I have in my hand three questions about pencils, sponsored by Offensils Profanity Pencils. These are funny curse pencils available at the Kmart. Offensils. Question number one. Thomas Edison had his pencils especially made. What was their distinguishing feature? Matt Shulman.
It had a patent attached to it.
Is it a general patent? Vice Principal Botnick.
I was thinking that maybe it was a pencil with a little tiny light on it for jotting down his ideas in the dark before the invention of the light bulb. Maybe Ventura would appreciate that one too. His midnight scribblings.
Still, what's a snarfle?
It's a bright idea.
I think we could combine $10 there. They were thicker than the average pencil. What about that? Question number two. We are advised not to throw those pencil shavings away next time we empty our pencil shortener. What can they be used for? Vice Principal Botnick.
I would say annoying Supervisor McLean by leaving them all over her tidy desk. Yes, Elaine, that was me.
Did you put it on her new credenza?
She's still cleaning all the little bits out.
Annoying Elaine is worth $5, easy. Matt Shulman.
They're a reminder that you're not ever going to take up that craft hobby you had been meaning to start.
Oh gosh, another $5. They were not.
James, can't you also use them to like poison your hamster by putting them in the base and giving it lead poison?
Special tip, sir. No lead in lead pencils. More on that later. Maybe in Wednesday's Word. I don't know. All right. Question number three. In 2008, pencil sales spiked 700% in London, England. What caused this? Matt Shulman.
There was a shortage of Q-tips.
Hey, Marx Brothers' invention would have been helpful then.
If you've seen British people's teeth, I think it was dental floss, actually.
In which case, Marx Brothers' invention would not have been helpful. Unless you needed to rub one out. Anyway, Principal Botnick.
How do you follow that? Anyway, I'm going to get started with my answer. So it was actually due to the flooding of the market by OPEC leaders, and that would be the other OPEC, the Organization of Pencil Exporting Countries. And this was in response to BIC's attempted takeover of the doodling industry. Long story short, both sides backed down and they called it a draw.
What's the actual answer, JD?
That's not it.
What's the past tense of doodling? Maybe not. The actual answer is Sudoku puzzles. Yeah.
That was going to be my next answer.
All right. $14, $24, $34, $42 available for lunch at the Zeller's restaurant. Congratulations. Well done, everybody. And Wednesday means it's time for Wednesday's Word.
Yes, and in recognition of Queen Elizabeth's Jubilee year, today's word is ruler. And that's who's in charge of the pencil case.
Oh, golly. Well, that is it for us, everybody. Drawing lines all over the place. Thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for listening today. Hey, and remember, try, if you can, to avoid pencil drawings of dark alleys. They're too sketchy. We are the wise guys and girl and Matt, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.